Ultra-processed foods linked to higher mortality and 32 diseases, 5 ways to end UPF addiction. A recently published study that spanned 23 years found that older adults who ate a lot of ultra-processed foods had a 10% higher mortality rate than those who ate less. Additionally, an umbrella review of epidemiological meta-analyses in BMJ involving 9.8 million participants found that the intake of ultra-processed foods is associated with an increased risk of 32 diseases, including heart disease, cancer, type 2 diabetes, anxiety, and cognitive decline. Ultra-processed foods, which are heavily manufactured products such as chips and breakfast cereals, are readily available, and their delicious flavors can easily lead to addiction. Nutritionist Zhang Weijun from Taiwan offers 5 actionable tips to help people overcome their addiction to these unhealthy food choices. Food categories. The NOVA food classification system categorizes foods into 4 distinct groups. Group 1, unprocessed or minimally processed foods that include natural foods such as fruits, vegetables, beans, fish, eggs, and meat. Group 2, processed culinary ingredients which are substances extracted from natural foods through processes like pressing and refining, including oils, butter, sugar, and salt. Group 3, processed foods that include food items prepared from the first 2 groups, such as bottled vegetables, canned fish, fruits in syrup, cheese, and fresh bread, often with additives to enhance preservation. Group 4, ultra-processed foods, which are industrially formulated products made mostly from substances derived from food and additives. These foods include sugary drinks, packaged snacks, frozen meals, and ready-to-eat meals. What makes ultra-processed foods harmful? The industrialization of food has led to the use of various chemicals that enhance shelf life and flavor. Key processes include carbonation, adding carbon dioxide to beverages to create bubbles and a cooling sensation. Shaping, food is processed so that it appears differently from its original form, such as grinding meats into sausages or hot dogs. Hydrogenation, this process involves adding hydrogen to liquid oils, turning them into solid or semi-solid fats like margarine and ghee. Zhang explained that hydrogenated fats are stable and less likely to oxidize, thus prolonging food shelf life. This process is widely used in foods such as biscuits, bread, butter, meringue, potato chips, cakes, etc. Zhang notes that looking at the food in convenience stores in Taiwan, except for sweet potatoes and tea eggs, almost all, without exception, are ultra-processed foods. However, he said that due to the popularity of staying fit in recent years, supermarkets are increasingly offering healthier options, like nutritious lunchboxes featuring sweet potatoes, 5-grain rice, lean meats, and abundant vegetables. Why you can't stop eating processed foods? A study published in BMJ in 2023 pointed out that 14% of adults and 12% of children are addicted to ultra-processed foods. Zhang said that ultra-processed foods have always been the focus of controversy in the health field due to their high fat, sugar, and oil content, which can lead to obesity. Some people even eat snacks in the place of full meals, resulting in excessive calorie intake without essential nutrients. The combination of high sugar and high fat is particularly addictive for several reasons. Pleasurable taste. The combination of high sugar and high fat creates a rich aroma and brings a feeling of deliciousness and happiness. Taste stimulation. High sugar can quickly increase blood sugar, making the brain feel happy and excited instantly, thereby activating the motivation to continue eating. Hormonal interference. The combination of high sugar and high fat interferes with the secretion of hormones that regulate hunger and satiety, which over time slows down the satiety central nervous system and leads to increased food intake. Accelerated brain activity. High sugar and high fat foods can quickly transport carbohydrates and fats to the intestines, making them more bioavailable and affecting the brain more rapidly. 5 tips for overcoming ultra-processed food addiction. To help reduce reliance on ultra-processed foods, Zhang offers 5 practical strategies. Stay informed about your health. Increase exposure to health-related content by watching programs or reading news articles focused on nutrition. Learn to read nutrition labels. Before purchasing, pay attention to the nutrition labels on food packages to gauge sugar and fat content, and take a moment to consider whether a product is harmful to your health. Go to bed early and get enough sleep. Lack of sleep affects hormone secretion and increases the desire for high sugar and high fat foods. Going to bed early will also help with weight control and health maintenance. Drink more water. Drinking more water can enhance metabolism and improve feelings of fullness, thereby reducing the desire to snack. Develop the habit of exercising. Exercise burns calories and promotes the secretion of dopamine, known as the feel-good hormone, replacing the reliance on food with the pleasure that exercise brings. For those who want to lose weight, Zhang recommends joining weight loss groups. Such groups not only allow members to encourage each other but also provide professional guidance and physical training from doctors, nutritionists, and even sports coaches to help break the reliance on ultra-processed foods.